Leslie Thatcher, 8:06 on this Monday, August 23rd, 54 degrees currently here in Old Town Park City. And on the phone with us from the ABC Forecast Center, meteorologist Cesar Cornejo. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. We continue to see an amazing day out there as we have plenty of sunshine, not as much smoke hanging around thanks to a southwesterly flow, and that actually keeps us on the dry side. So we won't see much in the way of cloud cover for today and going into tonight. We can expect to see a high of 76 and a low of 54. Going on to Tuesday, we continue to see warm temperatures again thanks to that southwesterly flow, but we start to see a little bit of smoke starting to make its way in. Unfortunately, for us towards the later half of the day, so we'll see a high of 77 on Tuesday, low of 53 with again some patchy smoke expected. Going to Wednesday, the smoke will stay around for a little bit, but we return to a more southerly and southwesterly flow for us, leading us to see warmer temperatures at 78 degrees and some clearing conditions, plenty of sunshine to be had and clear skies. As we go into Wednesday night, we'll see a low of 54. Going into Thursday, we continue to see plenty of warm conditions and sunshine for us with a high of 77. Thursday, we're expecting to see mostly clear skies with a low of 52. Going into Friday, we can expect to also see some temperatures ranging around the 70s. Once again, we'll see sunshine with a high of 76, and we'll see Friday night remaining on the clear side. Again, not much in the way of moisture, no real cloud covers either, with a low of 52. Saturday, we continue to expect to see warm temperatures, plenty of sunshine once again, as we have all of that dry air still making its way in. We'll see a high of 75. Going to Saturday night, we expect to stay clear, but you know what? It's all right. Not too bad, as we still see lows around 51. And going into Sunday, this weekend's going to be overall warm. We continue to see plenty of sunshine still to hang around for us with a high of 76 with not too bad of air quality. From the ABC Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Cesar Cornejo. Back to you, Leslie.
Thanks, Cesar. 808 here on your Community Connection. Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the KPCW Local News Hour. Well, stay tuned. Day number one of the KPCW Pledge Drive. We've got the Local News Hour team here to help us pitch and raise money to support KPCW. But first, let me just let you a reminder that we've got a couple of quick interviews. First with Ginger Wicks, Executive Director of the Historic Park City Alliance, and then Tom Clyde, the Follies MC and co-writer, with an update on the return of the Follies at the Historic Egyptian Theater. Well, real quick, the Historic Park City Alliance meeting last week. On the phone with a recap, we've got Executive Director Ginger Wicks. Thanks for joining us, Ginger.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, real quick, the board voted to continue with Word Search. This is the visioning company to look at the future of Main Street. Can you tell us how much you're paying them and what you get for the money?
Well, the proposal on the table would be $300,000. We are working with the city to see how that could possibly be funded. And what they would offer is creating a plan, an overall plan of connectability between all the different developments that are happening around Historic Main Street, specifically with Deer Valley, possibly breaking ground in April with their expansion of the Snow Park area. And then, of course, everything that's happening over at Park City Mountain Resort, and then potentially the Arts and Cultural District. We just want to make sure that Historic Main Street remains the heart of our community and doesn't get left behind. So they would help us develop a plan to ensure that that happens.
All right. Some members thinking Word Search was too big of a company for a small town study. Do you think they're the right agency?
Well, I would say that the executive committee and members in the board have talked through their credentials extensively. And while they have developed very large projects, there are projects that complement the same size as Park City, specifically in the San Francisco area. So I think that they bring a lot to the table. And I think that they would be great to work with if it does, in fact, go that direction. So,
all right, Autumn Aloft, back on the calendar. Some question if HPCA will continue to run it. I mean, is this the last year that you're going to take it on?
That's still to be determined. The way this came about is the HPCA
is not necessarily an events producing organization, and just, I guess, going through the process of dotting our I's and crossing our T's and making sure that the decisions the overall association is making matches what the association should be doing. And so that's still kind of being reviewed, and probably further discussion will follow on that. By no means does the association want that event to go away. I wouldn't say that this is the last year that event would be happening. Certainly if we need to find it a new home as far as an umbrella company, we'll work diligently to do that. But certainly love the event and want it to continue to be successful in the years to come.
Okay. And then Brew Pub's number 35 anniversary coming up. It's going to be a ticketed event October 23rd. Lots of discussion at the meeting about using food trucks. Did the board decide if that can happen?
Well, actually, since our meeting, Wasatch Brewery came back to the city and has pulled their application of that event in the Brew Pub parking lot. I believe the reasons behind that is just the increased COVID cases being on the rise. They weren't sure that maybe that made sense to be creating an event that would draw a large crowd. So I believe they're reevaluating that and have pulled the request to host that event in the parking lot.
Okay. Finally, the board was supposed to discuss what's called a text to park service, but you ran out of time, so this will come back. But briefly, can you tell us what this is?
Well, I believe my understanding, and bear with me as I get up to speed on all things HPCA, but the city's been reviewing different vendors. The current vendor that they're using, there has been some issues around guests having trouble understanding how the program worked. And so the city, again, is just looking at other options and wanted feedback specifically from the HPCA on different types of vendors and what would make sense for the community and the businesses down there. So yes, we'll be revisiting that in the next coming months.
Okay. Anything quickly you wanted to mention?
No, thanks for having me. I don't have anything else to add at this time.
Okay, great. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks, Ginger.
Thanks, Leslie. Bye.
I've got Tom Clyde on the phone, so let's get to him. The Park City Follies, of course, traditionally shown right after the ski areas close. And the last year, of course, the Follies were canceled after the resorts closed. Then being presented virtually last fall. Well, the Follies are back in person, opening this week on Friday. And on the phone with details, I have one of the longtime co-writers and MC of the event, Tom Clyde. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Hi, Leslie. How are you this morning?
Great, great. So, good Lord, you've had a lot to work with, a pandemic, wildfire, street murals, elections, and a boutique 7-Eleven. So, gosh, does it all make it into the Follies this year?
A lot of that does, yeah. The boutique 7-Eleven actually is a pretty important part of our show this year. One of those things that just rolls off the tongue, a boutique 7-Eleven, what do you say?
So do you have a title for this year's Follies?
We call it the Gold Rush. That was sort of a working title that stuck for lack of time to have done anything more with it. But that's the title. And we already did a pandemic show that we threw away. I mean, this is our third attempt. We've had two canceled shows where we had complete scripts written and walked away from them. But we already did the pandemic, and we're sort of after the pandemic and after the plague and moving on and discovering how the world is different now that we're back out and about, and how the town has changed and what we do about it or don't do about it.
So we've got the same kind of loony bin of writers and actors involved?
Yeah, it's the same great cast. We've had a couple of people who decided they were participate this year because of pandemic issues. But same wacky, incredibly talented group. And it's always amazing to take a script that is pretty rapidly put together, and not a lot of Shakespearean depth in there, to say the least. And you hand it over to these people, and by the time it goes on stage, they've turned those characters into real people.
Hey, real quick, Tom, we're just wrapping this up, but I just wanted to say, were there anything that the Follies wanted to say to support KPCW as we...
Well, KPCW has been a great supporter of the show, really, all through the beginning, and done a lot of publicity for us, and is a key part of the community. And that alone earns the support, but your coverage during the fire was reason enough that everybody ought to chip in a little bit. That was a great effort on everybody's part of the station.
Yeah, and I know that tickets are all but gone. I think Randy's got a handful of tickets he's reserving for Faro members, but whether or not those get released, I guess we don't know at this point.
I don't know anything about the ticketing on it, and frankly, we're just sort of going day to day wondering how the operation will actually work. You got mask mandates sort of coming back and sort of not coming back, and as much conflicting information as you can get from the people in charge of that sort of stuff. So it's business as usual, and we'll just take it day by day.
Okay. Well, break a leg. Looking forward to it, Tom. Thank you.